program. The holiday season is upon us, in case the endless Jingle Bell Rock loop at Starbucks hasn't given it away. For a look at some of the December highlights, we turn to Samantha Bee and mark your calendar.
Hi, I'm Samantha Bee, and welcome to Mark Your Calendar. Well, it's December, and while you can tell yourself this month's all about the holidays, you'd just be being a PC douchebag. December's all about Christmas, my friends. Christmas. And the season began last week with the lighting of New York's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. This year, the stately tree is adorned with 30,000 lights, one for each police officer guarding the Midtown area for the lighting. To celebrate peace on Earth, December 10th is the presentation of the Nobel Peace Prize in Stockholm, Sweden. Wow, the Nobel Prize. What it must feel like to win that.
For her contributions to bettering humanity through fake journalism, the Nobel Peace Prize is awarded to Dame Samantha Bee.
Me? Woo! In your face, Miss Gulu! Yeah! Woo! Yes! I would love to shove an African guy. Well, you're in Sweden, and you should go, because at this time of the year, it's a must for crippling depression fans. Stick around for Santa Lucia Day on the 13th, the nationwide Festival of Light. Festival of Light. Oh, crap! I forgot Hanukkah. Hanukkah's on the 7th. How could I forget the holiday that starts on a different day every year and commemorates a lamp not going out? What else is happening in December? Okay, let me see. December 15th, I got a dentist appointment. December 17th, drinks with Tony. Oh, I'm gonna have to cancel that. Ah, the 21st, the winter solstice, the longest night of the year, and the day when, if you're an Iranian afraid the sun is never coming back, you'll be celebrating Yalda, an ancient holiday when Persians combat the darkness by staying up all night and eating special fruits. Then you can celebrate the return of the sun with a fructose-induced case of explosive diarrhea. But really, let's face it. All other days bow down to the 25th, Christmas. It's the only religious holiday that's also a federal holiday. That way, Christians can go to their services and everyone else can stay home and reflect on the true meaning of separation of church and state. For Mark Your Calendar, I'm Samantha Bee. John?
Thank you very much, Samantha. We'll be right back.